Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you did because our good buddy Steve Kaplan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Steve is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's written a couple of books that are just outstanding. The first one that we told you about years ago, Bag the Elephant, which is just outstanding, How to Win and Keep Big Customers. And then his new book is called Be the Elephant. And both of these are New York Times bestsellers. Steve, folks, has been where you are. He started a business from nothing and grew it into a 1,300-employee company and a marketing company. So when he talks about how to go out into the marketplace and bag an elephant, you know you need to pay attention because he knows what he's talking about. And I'm glad to see he's our good friend. Steve Kaplan, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me again. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Steve, as I was telling the audience you were coming in my little opening monologue there, I was pointing out that I believe 2008 is going to be one of those years where whatever it becomes, a good year for you or a bad year for you, is going to depend on you. That, you know, we've had years where you almost couldn't mess up. You almost couldn't make enough mistakes to fail. The business was so good. And we've had years where no matter how hard you worked, you know, it was still going to be a tough year. I believe 2008 is going to depend upon us. If we think it's going to be a tough year, I think it will be. But if we believe that if we choose not to participate in any kind of a downturn, I think we can do that too. What do you think?
Yeah, I guess I couldn't agree more. You know, there doesn't really seem to be a wave out there to catch. You know what I mean? Either way. So,
yeah.
You know, I think, you know, you get out there and swim or you stay on shore, you know? And I think that, I couldn't agree more. Got an election coming up. You know, there's always a little bit of uncertainty. But the reality is if the small business owners, you know, I think personally there's opportunity everywhere. You know, you kind of just got to get out there and find it, you know? And good thing for us is, you're typically a pretty motivated bunch, you know, and do that.
Yeah, because we got payroll every Friday.
Yeah, you got that. Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but there have been times when my banker drove by my office at 8:15 just to make sure I was at work.
Yeah. Yeah, I know the feeling.
You know, 8:30, if I'm not there, he's calling up saying, okay, why aren't you at work? And you've made a couple of payrolls in your life, so you know what it's like to be motivated. But seriously, I just think that, you know, I remember back in the early part of this decade when the economy was kind of tough. You know, I had a pretty good year in there one year when I wasn't supposed to, and somebody said, you know, wow, how have you had such a great year? You know, it's kind of an economy, and I said I didn't know I wasn't supposed to.
No, you couldn't be more right. And you know, it's even interesting. I have a good, really good friend, and you're talking about a, you know, catastrophe like we've been talking about several years ago with Katrina, and it, you know, and it really talk about a bad, down, brutal market. Well, to New Orleans, forget it.
Right.
This guy, he made a killing there, you know, and you know he altered his job and his opportunity. And he had a business that did computer refurbishing in Chicago. And when that happened, he contacted insurance companies, and he went out there. And what he did is he refurbished, you know, differently. He did it manually, all his computer systems and all this electronic equipment, so that the, you know, so, and he got paid by the insurance companies. Very different business model than he had, but he just kind of seized an opportunity, and he provided a valuable service because he's got these people up and running a little quicker. And I just thought that was a really interesting kind of thing.
It is, in fact, and that's what I was talking about yesterday. I was talking to the audience about you know, you need to stick to your knitting this year. You need to pay attention to what you do well. You need to focus on the fundamentals this year, but you also need to have your antenna up for other opportunities, not way the heck out of your world, so that, you know, it's an area that you absolutely don't know anything about. I'm not saying that, but any kind of an adjunct, any kind of a slight vector off of what you do, where there might be an opportunity that only presents itself this year.
Yeah, and it's funny, because I call these things operational mandates. And really, if you take a look at what you do as a business, say you have a business, and say you do, you're a freight company, but you just happen to print a lot of sales materials for yourself. I mean, tons of them. Well, you know, you take a look at operationally the things you do, and you might find out, you know, I have expertise in that. So, mm-hmm. you know, so can I? So I've been doing this, and we have the same person that's been leading our shipping or our in charge of our data or whatever it is for 10 years. They know most likely a lot about that industry. You know, can you expand your business horizontally, which is not that far out of your core? Can you expand it horizontally a little bit and say, okay, here's what else we can do during this time? And you might be surprised. That's how you grow your business exponentially. Just like you said, you don't going way out of the box doing something completely different. You do something you've been doing for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. You're just not billing for it. And it's kind of an interesting thing.
Well, you know, your first book, Bag the Elephant, was about how to get those big customers. And I love that book because that's one of the things that I've been doing. But your second book is about being the elephant. So in order to be the elephant, which means to build a bigger, better business, as you say, in order to be the elephant, what about looking around and saying, you know, maybe this is the year I buy that competitor that's been a little bit of a thorn in my side, and, you know, this year might be a little bit of a weak year for them. Maybe they would be interested in an overture from me. What do you think?
That's a great point. You know, taking a look and saying, you know, what's that client I've always wanted? You know, maybe there's another way to get them. Maybe that acquisition, in addition to, you know, being a good fit for my business, being able to offer additional services or like services, you know, maybe they have a great client that I could go ahead and by acquiring them, getting that relationship, I can then upsell into the services that I have that, you know, that are complementary to that acquisition. Yeah, absolutely. You know, one man's you know, problems, another man's opportunity.
That's right. Well, you know, one of the things that we all know, Steve, and you and I certainly know, every market, whether it's up, down, sideways, whatever, there are opportunities in every one of them. The only difference is what they look like.
And finding them, right? Being open to them. Yeah, kind of like you said in the beginning of the spot here, just, you know, keeping your eyes open, what's around, what's right there.
Steve, where can we find your books?
They're everywhere, you know, every bookstore, airport, Amazon. Take a look.
Bag the Elephant is the first one, New York Times bestseller, and Be the Elephant, which probably is too by now, and that's the second one. Going to take a quick break, right back with Steve Kaplan after these messages. Stay with me.
You ask the right questions, provide great insights, and have a true passion for small business. How much do I get paid for saying all of this again?
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Steve Kaplan, the outstanding entrepreneur, outstanding author of Bag the Elephant, that's New York Times bestseller, and also Be the Elephant. Steve, how's the Be the Elephant doing on the list?
It's doing great. People are real interested, of course, in, you know, how to strategically make their business bigger and how to take a look and make sure that they got the right business models going. Yeah, couldn't be happier.
You know, the cool thing about being a small business, Steve, is you can be successful at whatever size you want to be, can't you?
Yeah, and for many of us, you know, for making life choices, you know, determining what size that is an important thing.
Well, but you know, it's such a cool thing to start a business and not have to worry about how big you have to become. In other words, if you start out, you know, you don't have to say, I'm going to go public. You can just start out and see where your comfort level is, see where your happiness is, find your happiness and be successful at that level. Maybe it's five employees. Maybe it's 50 employees, maybe it's 500 employees. But the cool thing about our economy, our marketplace, is that we can decide that as we get when we get there.
Yeah, and you know, there's even, you know, some things I have to say to people, and people I help with consulting or help on their businesses these days. You know, I ask them, it's an interesting question. You know, would you rather be a company that has $100 million in sales with $1 million in profit, or a company with $5 million in sales and $2 million in profit?
Exactly. And you can do that in the 21st century, can't you?
You sure can, yeah. Yeah, you can. I mean, it's,
bigger,
you know,
doesn't necessarily mean more success, does it?
No, and it depends on what you mean by big. I mean, some people like to have big organizations. Some people like, at the end of the day, how much you take home. You know?
Don't you have to? You have to make sure that you're feeding your happiness at the same time as you're feeding your ego, don't you?
Yeah, balance is a really, really big thing. Maybe, you know, I'm getting older. I don't know. You know, when I was younger, I just poured in the hours, you know, and then poured in the family hours and this and that. But you are very right. I mean, it is. Extremely important, you know, to make sure that you know, you don't come all immersed in your business. But you know, when it's like a kid, you know, when it's a newborn, when it's an infant, before it's on its legs and walking and has its good, you know, has the character built, you know, you do need to put that time in, you know, and if so, but you know, it's recognizing at what point can you take a breath, you know, what point can you, you know, let your kid or your business, you know, kind of go on its own a little bit and see how it does.
Well, and it's a growing evolutionary journey, isn't it, as a business owner? You know, there are times when you loved being the only person there. Then you love hiring employees and managing all the people. And then you grow a little bit bigger and then you manage the managers. And, you know, and then you get bigger and you don't have any customers. You strictly, you know, deal with the real high-level stuff. And the thing to keep checking with yourself on is, you know, am I enjoying this? Am I having fun? Is this what I want to do? And the cool thing is you can do that in the 21st century marketplace.
You can. It's really interesting. I actually had, you know, a very interesting ride with you know, one of these companies ran from, you know, no employees, you know, in one little teeny office to about a little over 2,000 employees and 21 countries and 15 offices, then down to no employees and two bosses, my wife and my daughter. You know what I mean? Over the course of about 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of see, you know, all of it kind of come full circle. And the key is, just as you're saying, really, just kind of just build on that a little bit, is as your organization is growing and getting bigger in this, you know, at this time in history, you know, you're building an organization, you're taking on new challenges, so that's allowing you to grow in a different way. You're not just doing the same thing and more of it. You're doing different things, more, you know, more, really more high-order things, more strategic things, and as long as you like that personal growth, and it, you know, which I did, but as long as you really like that innovative, you know, being able to develop and grow and build organizations and take on different roles and challenges, new challenges, it, you know, being a business owner and growing a business, there's no better place to be. Nothing better to do.
If you were now you've slayed your dragon and you're reaping the rewards of that, and I know you're having a good time. But if you had a 5, 10, 15, 20 employee company right now, maybe 100 employee company right now, and at the beginning of 2008, what would your thought process be? What would you be thinking about right now?
Well, I think like I do all the time, you know, you take a look at the world around you and you see what's going on. You see the role of my company. You see what is the role of technology play in my company, because it plays a role in every company. Companies on that size, it's an interesting size, you know, depending again on their profitability and their billing. But many times, you know, there's a choice to make because they've grown to a point, you know, it's a pretty substantial company. And do they take the next level to get to the next level, to get the more business, to get their more elephants or more revenues in there? What do they need to do process-wise to make sure they can deliver or over-deliver that? Like I have been. Many times it says, okay, we have to turn to technology, which might be some spend, could be some spend. You know, that's one thing that I always look at, you know, to see where to go.
Technology has got to be the deciding factor, because you know, you don't need to decide first how many employees you want to have. You got to decide how much technology you got to have, and then build the employees around that. Hey, Steve, give us your website, please.
Sure, it's www.stevekaplanlive.com.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot very much, Steve. Let's do it again real soon.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Be the Elephant is the new book. Bag the Elephant is the first one. Steve Kaplan, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.